Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Coach. This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. And I'm excited to have Coach Todd Howie on with this great man doing some great things and truly grateful. So, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
Well, I appreciate that. Asking me. I've been watching your career the last couple of years, Chip, on social media, and you're just doing some great things, man. You're everywhere. You're at FCAs. You're at coaching schools. You're in gymnasiums. Just talking to volleyball teams, you're doing a lot of great things, and I appreciate that. I admire your grit, man. You're getting after it.
thank you. Well, let's dive into it. I know off air you talked a little bit about your journey and the things that you've been blessed to achieve, but if you don't mind, you know, sharing with the audience, you know, your story and who you are and what it, so they know who you are and what it is you do.
Well, you know, I mean, I do. I've been thinking about what to say on this podcast because I don't want to sound redundant, and the older I'll be 60 this year, and the older I get, the more I realize the less I need, and not necessarily the less that I want to do, but the less that I really need to do. And I know one of your questions was, you know, how do you define success? And I've been thinking about that, you know, and for me, I'm still trying to figure that out. I mean, I think there's achievement and there's success. And I've been in coaching baseball. I've won some championships and I've lost some championships. You know, I've won some awards and I've lost some, and I didn't win some certain awards. I've had some really good jobs, being an athletic director of some great school districts. I've been blessed to have great people working around me. So to me, those are achievements. And so what I'm trying to do with my life right now is find success. And for me anyway, I may be jumping ahead of it. For me anyway, success and achievement are two different things. You know, and success for me is being the person that I hope to be. And I'm still trying to figure that out. There's still things I want to do, and I'm still trying to take steps in being the person that I can look and say, you know, that's the person I hope to be. And there's days I look in the mirror and I see that guy. I like the person I see. I'm doing the things I want to do. But there's also days I look in the mirror and say, you know what, who is that guy? You're not anywhere where you need to be. So for me right now, I walked away from coaching when I was in 1995. I left WT to get an administration in Canyon. Then last year, like I was telling January of last year, I walked to my superintendent's office and said, I'm done. I was the athletic director in San Antonio, 11 high schools, 5,000 student athletes, great job, making pretty good money for an athletic director. I said, I'm through. I give it 6 months, and I walked away because a couple of reasons why I did that, Chip. You know, my mom died at 57 years old. You know, never smoked, never drank, never cussed, gets cancer and dies. And I turned 57. I'm 59 now. But when I turned 57, that hit me right between the eyes. I thought, my gosh, life is so short. Yeah. Am I doing what I really want to do? And I wasn't. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to roll the dice and see what happens. And I'm going to sell my house, quit my job, and I'm going to just do what I want to do, which is I want to write. I want to, like you had said earlier, add value to people's lives. So I'm giving that a run right now. I'm working a little bit. We have a small ranch here in Brownell, so I'm kind of being a cowboy part-time, working out there. I'm just scratching by, trying to figure out my next move. But a lot of things that you're doing, I'd love to be doing more of. And as you know, it's a grind. You got to keep after it. And you always got to have fresh ideas. But that's why I like following guys like you and Coach DKR and people like that I get great ideas from, because they're saying you have a story. We all have stories. Yes, and my story is not as interesting as yours maybe, but it might help somebody in their journey. And for me, as I said earlier, I'm trying to find success, and that is just being the person that I hoped, that I wish I was, that I hope that I am someday. I'm still trying to be that person.
I love that. That's good. I love the breakdown of all of those things, how you talked about, you know, your journey and still being a work in progress. I think that's
it
the
is a work
sweet
in progress.
Yeah,
man.
I think that's the sweet spot, Coach, of being in that place to where I know that, like, yeah, I've done some pretty cool things, but man, it's a whole lot of other things that I could be working on to be better. And I think when we can live that life, oh man.
That's true, you know, and I think a lot of that is just, you know, I mean, for me, it's just looking at myself and knowing, first of all, that I'm going to die, you know, and I love that saying, you know, a man realizes he has two lives, and the second one begins when he realizes he only has one. And for me, I'm living my second life. I know that I'm going to die someday, and I don't know when, but it's important for me, and it's become more important as the older I get, is that I'm going to focus on what is important in my life, and I want to do things that add value to people, that add value to my family, to my friends, and anything else I'm not gonna mess with. I'm not gonna get caught up in the little things. You know, my dad used to say, "Don't chase the bearded lady," and you know, aside you, don't chase those types of things. Stay focused on your goals, and don't get caught up in the trivial stuff. Don't get caught up in sideshows. Stay focused on what you want to do. I love a story. My dad was playing baseball in the minor leagues. I was really struggling. I mean, I was hitting like .150. I was horrible. Couldn't get a hit to save my life. And I called my dad one night, and I was whining. I can't get a break, Dad. And he said, "Todd," now I'll use a different word since we got, I'm not sure who's watching. He said, "Todd," he goes, "you got to be like the coal miner." He says, "the reason that coal miner wears that light on his butt and not on his head, not on his butt, it's to see where he's going, not where he's been." And I've always remembered that, you know, the reason that coal miner wears that light on his head and not his butt is to see where he's going and not where he's been. And that little short statement he shared with me has really carried me through a lot of adversity, because you just cannot look back. You can't look back, and you can't bring up the past. So for me, in my journey right now, I'm not looking back. You know, I'm going to make mistakes, count on it, but I'm going to learn from them. And again, like we said earlier, we're all going to die. So get busy living. That's what I'm trying to do.
There you go. Well, Coach, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
You know, I saw that question you sent, and I honestly couldn't think of three things. I think I will tell you some things professionally. That one thing professionally that I feel really good about is, and something you and I talked about before, is we got on the cast here, is that when I was an athletic director in San Antonio ISD, our superintendent called me one night and said, "Hey, Coach, we're canceling athletics for the next 3 months. You know, we're halfway through volleyball season. We're three games deep in the football season. We got, you know, middle school going on. We got everything, you know, cross country. All this was going on, and I had to rally. I had to figure out, what do I do now? How do I handle this? And I had to really. And I didn't sit back and think, "Oh, I saw that PowerPoint back in college. It's going to help me." There was no training on COVID in college.
Yeah,
we didn't get what to do in a pandemic 101. So I had to really sit back and think, "All right, what do I do?" So what I did is I thought about the people that I have worked for, the leaders in my life that I admire. I think, what would they do? What would my former boss do? What would my, you know, Dr. Pettis do? What would Mr. Waters do? What would Coach Willie Hall do? What would they do in this situation? And I just kind of thought about, how would they handle it? And I called my staff together. I had five assistant ADs. I called them all together. I texted them all, "Hey, we're going to get together first thing tomorrow. We're going to figure this out." And we got together and we figured it out. And I think professionally for me, and nobody knows this really, and I never have talked about it, but for me professionally, my greatest achievement, I think, was getting our district through COVID and keeping it together. You know, we were able to keep our kids together. We were able to keep our coaches together. And it took a lot of work, emotional and physical, and a lot of mental strain, a lot of nights staying up thinking, how can I keep my coaches and how can we keep our kids engaged? And we got our school district through, we got our athletic department through that. And our numbers didn't drop. They actually were stronger after COVID in our rosters than were prior to COVID. So, and nobody knows that except for me, but I will tell you, if I had to say one thing I did right in my career as an athletic director, is I helped, I led, and I had some great people working with me, but I helped significantly get our district through COVID and survive that disaster. And that it was just a gut wrenching for our kids and our coaches and our teachers, but I was able to get us through that. Not just me, but I felt like I played an important role in that. So in that respect, professionally, I would have to say, that was probably my greatest achievement, was getting San Antonio ISD through COVID and coming out on the other end stronger than we were before. That was big. There's one. I can't think of two others other than being, you know, my grandkids and my children and the mother of my children, my best friend. So, but I will tell you, I think something, I've written 3 books, you know, and you've written books. It's not easy, you know, and that's a grind. You have to write every day, and every day you got to do something every day. So I've written 3 books, and my most recent book, Be a Spud, Same Person Up or Down. It's a lot of life stories that I've learned from other people. And it's been a good book for me. It's been something I've shared a lot and people have used a lot. So that's been a neat thing for me personally, to have written that book and have success with it and have people say, I read your book. I was influenced. I was encouraged, whatever it might be. That's always a good thing to hear. So, but you know, a third thing, I don't know. That's just hard to say. I'm just too lucky. I'm too lucky to be counting those, I guess.
So good, Coach. Like, I think, you know, I wholeheartedly agree with you on the whole COVID thing. Like, you know, like you said, there's some things like you learn, like they train in classes, but nobody had ever seen. I've had some talks with some ADs as well. Like, you know, you think about it, like typically when you have things happen, you know, you'll call those people like, you know, that have experienced those things. Like, boom, hey, you know, Coach, how'd you do this when you had this? How did y'all handle that? There was nobody there.
Nobody knew. The government, nobody knew. And we were just trying to figure it out. And of course, you know, just like our main concern was our safety. Yes. And, you know, I'm not a doctor. So if I was told to wear a mask and walk on my hands, that's what I did.
No, I'm going
to
do
you
that.
Know? Yeah. And I didn't know it was the safety of our kids. But again, I think getting through that and navigating that with the administration, being able to maintain our rosters at the varsity level, you know, and figuring out the workouts and the Zoom practices and the virtual, we all know how crazy it was. But I will tell you, it hit poverty school districts harder than anywhere else. It seemed like some school districts didn't have COVID at all. They continued to play and they didn't shut down school or anything, but we shut down everything. And it was the right thing to do at the time. It was the right thing to do at the time.
That's good. Well, Coach, as we close, I love for you to get an opportunity to share with the audience where they can go follow you, check you out and get those books.
Oh yeah. Well, again, you know, I appreciate again, you taking the time to visit with me and I could talk for hours about. And I will tell you, you know, I have an Instagram account. It's Coach and Cash. I have a dog named Cash, and it's he and I. And every week I'll post my I write a weekly column for BrownwoodNews.com. Every week I post my column on my Instagram account and also on my LinkedIn account. And also you can go to my website, www.CoachHowie.com or something like that. It's in that area. You can find me pretty easy through my Instagram account or my LinkedIn account. And, you know, and Chip, it goes back to what you talked about earlier. You know, I've written these books not to tell people how to live their life. I've written these books to tell people how others have helped me learn to live my life and just trying to add value to people. And that's really, in the end, that's what, I go back to your question about success. And, you know, I've won championships, like I said, and I've had some great positions in education, and I've had a lot of achievements. But I'm still working on the success part. I still want to be able to look back one day and say, you know what? I was exactly the person that I hoped to be. And that's success for me right there. And I'm still working on that.
You know, Coach, as I hear you say that, you know, there's one word that I have in response to that definition that you gave to success. And that word is boom.
That's a good word. Give me a shirt and a hat. It's boom on it.
Let's go.
Well, I appreciate you, Chip. Yeah, well, yes, I appreciate sir. You. I really enjoy watching your stuff. I mean, you're great Coach. At what you do, and you know, God's got great things in store for you. And you know, and here's the deal, man. You are sincere. You are sincere, yes, and that's what the difference is. And you can tell who's sincere, and you can tell who's just repeating somebody else's stuff. You're sincere from your heart, so that's why I enjoy following you. And I wish you the best of luck, man. Again, thanks me again for having me on your show.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Love your work as well. And, you know, I'll just share this little secret with the audience before we get off. Man, I was looking forward to seeing the hat.
I know. I feel better. I should have worn my Stetson now, man. I didn't bring it.
But we're gonna connect, and I'm gonna see that in person. Okay.
Yeah, you'll see it. You'll just look for it.
All right. Thanks again. Thank you, Coach. Yes, sir. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless.
Go get it.